Yasu Fukuda and Taro Aso argue that extending the law to allow Japanese ships in the Indian Ocean to provide fuel for U.S. and other coalition forces is crucial. Opposition parties, which now control the upper house, are against extending the mission, which expires in November. But Fukuda says he is confident he can get the law passed. He says he and his allies will explain to legislators that the mission is peaceful and that Japan should contribute to the fight against terrorism. The former chief cabinet secretary added that he spearheaded the original approval of the bill 6 years ago. Fukuda says that when he led the passage of the mission in 2001, the opposition party agreed fully with Japan's role in the war on terrorism. Aso is a former foreign minister and current leader of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party. He expressed a similar view. Aso said the intent of the mission goes back to the terrorist attacks in the U.S. on September 11, 2001. He pointed out that of the more than 3,000 people were killed, 24 were Japanese. Aso said Japan has a responsibility to participate in the fight against terrorism along with the U.S. Of the two, Fukuda is seen as the leading candidate to succeed Shinzo Abe as prime minister. He spoke of rebuilding Japan's ties with other Asian countries, especially China and South Korea. He has already built a close relationship with top Chinese politicians. Aso has in the past taken a tough stance on China, but sounded a warmer note Wednesday. He stressed that Japan's ties with China are vital and gave credit to Mr. Abe for improving China-Japan relations. Aso added Japan should pursue its relationship with less developed Asian countries such as Cambodia, Laos, and Vietnam. He said Japan has a responsibility to help them achieve economic prosperity. Both Fukuda and Aso also agree that the U.S. is Japan's most important ally and that the bonds between them are stronger today than ever before. Catherine McKino for VOA News, Tokyo.